has been kind of hard. Pandemic raiding the whole world's backyard. I can't seem to find toilet paper in stock. And I can't see my friends or even go for long walks. Sickness and distance, social media loops. This stupid pandemic won't even let me poop. But as difficult as this time may be, as we look to the future, it is hope that we see. Now that I know every inch of my home, and on Netflix I've seen every episode. Also, I baked some dank sourdough. Met the love of my life through an app on my phone. Soon it will end and I can live my best life. Now with my Tinder boo physically by my side, we soon face the future healthy and free. A kitchen full of bread and paper to wipe when we pee. But first we'll listen to this podcast on COVID-19. Brought to you by the best. It's the Daily COVID Reflections. Yeah. It's time for Arts and Leisure. This is Billy Featherston. I'm your host for this COVID Reflections podcast series. And we're talking about arts and leisure, as I'm sure you know. And this is kind of just me and my best friend Armand over here talking about the section. And we kind of spotlight one article in particular about this whole change that the School of Drama had to go through with their showcase being virtual instead of in person, how it really rocked things. But this episode's great because we just talk about how some of the changes that went on with Arts and Leisure actually might have produced more positivity and some beneficial outcomes, as opposed to just being inconvenient for everybody. So we got some optimism up in this one. But yeah. All right, enjoy our nonsense.
My name is Armand. I am the Arts and Leisure editor at the Daily of the University of Washington. Full title, yeah, of the University of Washington, yes. Not the New York. It would be cooler if I was the arts editor for the New York Times podcast.
That would be cooler.
That would be way.
Maybe one day.
I hope that people see my Twitter bio and think that's what I am.
Right? That's, yeah. You purposely leave the UW off.
So. Oh, I do.
Yeah.
It sounds way, the Daily sounds like a fancy paper.
It really does.
I know.
Well, that's cool.
Who are you? Should you introduce? They don't know who you are.
I suppose, but no one really cares.
We're both, because we're both in colleagues.
And we are both in colleagues.
In colleagues?
That's what you said.
Did I say that?
We're so good. Should we just start over?
Should we? I thought there was some good moments
funny,
in there.
We're cute. Okay. Okay, I'm Billy. I'm the podcast editor. I was the one singing beautifully in the theme song before this. Yes.
I hope you You're stuck welcome. Through.
I know. You probably just fast forward.
The first cut of that song was about 12 minutes long, and I told her to cut it down.
Anyway, we're here to talk a little bit about one of the articles that is coming out with Graduation Edition and about the section a little bit and all the crazy things that have happened with arts in the past.
Wouldn't you say of all the sections, arts, maybe sports is the most affected.
Oh, okay. I thought you were
going to
say the best.
No. Well, that is, I mean, it's not even a debate. But of all the sections, the most affected by COVID must be sports. I'll give sports number one.
Yeah.
But I would say number two is arts.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, I was very scared. Yes. I thought that there was going to be nothing. After everything. Oh, thank you.
Especially with, you know, those columns that you had.
Like, oh, the columns were so good. Billy has a column called The Travel Journal.
Yes.
And it's fantastic. Thanks. You should check it out. but, yeah, there was a moment where I was very worried that there was going to be nothing to write about. But, thankfully, there was a lot to write about, actually more than we could even do, and we published about 150 stories this quarter.
Holy crap.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah. I was very excited. It was more than I published last quarter.
Really?
Yeah. So, but there was a lot. So, for example, this is one of the articles for Grad Edition that I'm most excited about by Andrew. School of Drama MFA grads discuss being actors in a world on pause. That's cool the title. Good title.
Long, but
is it too long?
All of our titles are really long.
They are long. It is long.
But I like it.
But so Andrew wrote an article back in March about how the MFA grads in the School of Acting, instead of having their showcase, which happens in LA in front of agents, and it's very swanky, and they stay at a hotel, and it's this whole thing, obviously couldn't do that anymore, so they had to have an online showcase, a virtual showcase, where you can see all five of the graduating students, all their work, or their reels, headshots, resumes, and it's very well put together. So I wanted Andrew to do a follow-up piece to see 2 months later, if it actually
virtual showcase works. To replace the in-person showcases went, and how do you think that played out?
Yeah, I think it's almost kind of, as I look at it in the long term now, not just on April 15th when it happened. when I look at it kind of long term, I think even though this pandemic is pretty terrible, it is destroying the industry that I'm entering right now. even though that is so devastating and sad to see and to enter, I think for us as professionals entering this market, it will actually serve us better. I am actually creating wonderful, meaningful relationships with casting directors right now. People right now are so generous with their time, obviously because they have a lot of it. They don't have anything. They don't have anything to cast. but it's been a kind of a fascinating look, as we've been also talking to a lot of alums and their experience with their showcase. And sometimes I think the showcase can be like a flash in the pan, and it's like, woo, here you go, and here's this agent, and here's this TV show, and then it kind of dies, and it doesn't teach you how to network, it doesn't teach you how to like build lasting relationships with casting directors and agents. So even though this is not what we had hoped for, I'm actually building stronger relationships and deeper, more meaningful relationships with people who will hopefully help my career when the industry starts again.
So go read that. Go read that. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so I felt like we kind of talked about this a little bit already, but this article was kind of representative of how, like, a lot changed in the arts realm because of COVID. So what were some of the other articles that you produced this quarter that were kind of in line with that but came out really well, you know?
Well, there were a lot of articles about how people persevered against that. There were a couple articles. One was by Brooke Kaufman and one was by Diana Davidson, and they were both about how teachers in the arts adjusted to teaching their classes online. And mm-hmm. Brooke's article was about a studio art teacher, and Diana's was about a piano teacher, and it was about how they kind of found new ways to be creative doing Zoom classes. Like for Brooke's article, the professor had made a collage through Zoom, had all the students kind of would tie like a rope together, and it connected through all the screens. Cool. And made this beautiful collage. So it was a lot of articles by like that about how people persevered and continued to have events. There were a lot of virtual screenings, virtual talks that actually facilitated more people to be able to partake than if it was in person. Like, we had a great article by Ellen Cooper about Nathan Fielder doing a virtual showcase or virtual event. Yeah. And and like 5,000 people were able to tune in to that. So that wouldn't have been able to happen if it was in the hub or something. So it was a lot of articles about that. And yeah, there was a lot of content. It was different because arts is usually event coverage. And but I felt like there was always something new and a story to tell. And it was very gratifying.
That's awesome. That's exciting.
What was your favorite article you read? Because you read every day.
Exactly. Well, I do like I guess it's a good time to just shout it out a little bit. I love the spotlighting people's poetry and stuff.
Oh, yeah. We started that.
That's so cool.
I can say I started that this quarter.
You deserve credit.
Thank you. I hope people read that.
I've been reading them.
Did you?
Yeah, they're really good.
You liked it? Didn't you love the wonderful artwork by Davin?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. If you wanna check it out, we for the first time in the Daily's 150-year history, we started publishing student poetry on Fridays, and they're fantastic. I think they're fantastic.
Yeah. No. So submit. Get crazy.
Yeah. Submit to Arts Daily. At artsatdailyudub.com. I mean, I'm not editor anymore. I'm about to.
No.
Someone is going to take my place.
That's crazy. Do you feel like things are starting to go? I guess not. But what do you think is going to happen as we move through phases? Kind of like once we're in like phase 2 or 3, and everything's still limited to certain capacities. Do you think a lot of things are going to stay online then? Because they maybe will be able to reach wider audiences that way.
I think it's just going to be more limited. Like, I think movie theaters are going to come back, but have very limited seating, and it's going to be very choreographed to be kind of 6 feet apart. I think restaurants today it was announced that restaurants can start reopening with limited seating. So that's great.
Today?
It was announced today, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I did not see that.
We're in like phase, 1. Altered 5. Phase. Yeah, yeah. Altered phase yeah. 1, I think. The ones that are really hit hard to me that I'm worried about is the theater, ballet, opera.
Mm.
But I also think those are going to become more popular once this is all over. I think people are going to crave like the in-person art forms.
Yeah.
That
makes sense.
But I feel like those are going to be the longest to come back. I think we're going to start. There's so much money in the movie industry. They're definitely going to work hard to get people back in theaters, which I'm happy for. I'm going to be the first movie that opens. I'm going to be at the matinee show.
Did you? I believe that. Yeah. Did you ever go to a drive-in movie?
No, but I've heard that's coming back.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. I didn't either. And I didn't think about it until like a week ago. And
I love the idea. I went when I was a kid.
They're awesome. They're so fun.
You went to one recently?
No, the last time I went to one was in high school sometime.
Mm-hmm.
It was in like Santa Barbara, which was the closest to me.
Yeah. I love I have great times at those. Yeah, I hope that comes back.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I think they should literally come back, you know, regardless of COVID.
Yeah. Just in they're fun.
General. Yes.
They are fun. Yeah. So I am curious to see. I'm really scared for, you know, the little theaters that I love.
Yeah.
You should all donate to your favorite theaters.
Yes.
A lot of them aren't taking donations. You can buy memberships and gift cards. But I am worried about them. But I'm hoping it's going to be okay. I think maybe later this summer they'll start opening up again. Yeah. So what do you miss?
A little bit of a summer. Oh. Yeah, I do miss going to the movies. Definitely.
We've never been to the movies together.
Oh my god. Let's go. We can't go to the movies together because you're moving.
I am moving. We can go. We'll meet up sometime and go to the movies.
Okay. Yay. Yeah. Well.
Is this it? Is this the whole thing? I mean,
yoga. I don't know if that counts. I mean, that's a leisurely activity.
That's
leisure,
but I feel like that would be a health and wellness
an
article.
Well, damn.
You miss yoga?
I miss it so much.
That could come back, like 5-person yoga.
I hope so. Yeah. I don't know.
And you can do that yourself.
I know, and I like that's why this room that we're in right now is set up all weird because I was trying to give myself space to do it, like yoga in this part over here.
Yeah.
But it's just not the same without the room and like the real teacher guiding
without the
you and holding
sweaty,
you accountable. And I like being sweaty
white
people. I want
the
heaters. Yeah. It's just not the same in your room, and I don't know. It's like
I've never been to a group yoga class. I've done like yoga on my balcony. My mom teaches yoga, so
we'll go to yoga together too.
Sometime. I really don't want that. I would love to not do that. I don't think it works for me. I don't think it's a thing. I don't know.
It takes a while though for the effects to like take over. Anyway, we're getting off topic. But anyway, yeah,
I think people are really interested in what we're saying.
Yes, we are fun.
If they stuck past the intro song, they're resilient.
Which is not likely.
they're resilient.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yes.
So would you say that this is the best podcast of all the Grad Edition podcasts that you've done?
Because I've been included in it, I'm a little
biased.
But
so that's why it's worse.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, I think we did good.
I'm glad. Well,
they're real good. This is Billy and Armand signing off.
Goodbye, thousands
of people.
Goodbye,
world.
Okay, that was it for this episode. Thank you for listening once again. And I will see you hopefully in the next episode, coming to you from the new section. Stay safe.